Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Hundreds of supporters of Iraq's Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr entered the Iraqi parliament after breaking into Baghdad's government-controlled green zone on Saturday. Supporters of Sadr have been demonstrating outside the walls of the green zone for months, this man among them. Sheikh Sabah said there are no reforms the government. The whole government should be replaced and go back to where it came from, he said. Bring back all the money that they stole. In a televised speech earlier on Saturday, Sadr warned if change doesn't happen, the entire government will be brought down. About 30 airstrikes by Syrian government warplanes and helicopter gunships hit rebel-held areas of the northern city of Aleppo Saturday, killing at least five. The surge of violence comes as the Red Cross warned that the fighting could bring many people closer to a humanitarian disaster in Aleppo, which is Syria's largest city and former commercial center. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry will be traveling to Geneva today for talks on the situation in Syria. European Union monitors say scores of migrants went missing on Saturday off the Libyan coast after their inflatable boat took on water and sank. International Organization for Migration said 84 people remain missing hours after an Italian cargo ship rescued 26 people aboard the doomed boat. IOM says 1,244 migrants from Africa and the Middle East and South Asia have drowned so far this year. Social media accounts describe most of the migrants as Somalis. This is VOA News.